This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
That's me, Uncle Charlie, but of course I did not come alone. I brought along our cheerful cousins, our duetters Pam and Dan. Oh, we'll also hear from Sherilyn and Jonathan today. We're going to take time for a quickie quiz, and if time, I'll also try to answer one of the questions from the Bible sent in by one of our listeners. A story? Oh, of course we'll have a story. It's called The Flashlight. Do you have a flashlight of your very own? It's fun to turn it on when it's really dark and see how much you can see with one little flashlight. We've chosen our opening songs with the idea of lights and shining in mind. Our cousins are singing two different versions of the old favorite, This Little Light of Mine. Listen. Here's another old-time chorus with the same idea, Shine for Jesus. Cousins, you're doing so well. Let's take time for one more shining song. For Jesus, I'll be a sunbeam bright.
For Jesus, I'll be a sunbeam bright, a shining and beautiful gem. I will send out His light in darkness and chase away shadows for Him.
One way we can let our light shine for Jesus is by showing love to others. Listen to these good words from the love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love is very patient and kind, never jealous or envious, never boastful or proud, never haughty or selfish or rude. Love does not demand its own way. It's not irritable or touchy. It does not hold grudges and will hardly even notice when others do it wrong. Love is never glad about injustice, but rejoices whenever truth wins out. If you love someone, you will be loyal to him no matter what the cost. You will always believe in him, always expect the best of him, and always stand your ground in defending him. Well, that is really what love is. And here with a song by the same title is none other than our little built-in sunbeam, 5-year-old Sherilyn. Love is. Well, that Love Is song leads right naturally into the song Pam and Dan, our duetters, have ready. God loves you, I love you, and that's the way it should be.
My Jesus came as a little baby, born in a cattle stall. The shepherds came to the virgin-born baby and worshipped at the angel's call. He proved that God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it will be. Messiah grew and many knew he was the Son of God. He healed the sick and blind and lame as through the land he trod. Sing it over, God loves you and I love you, and that's the way should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it will be. He bled and died, was crucified, his life was given for you. He rose from the grave, new life to give, and you can have it too. Hallelujah, God loves you and I love you, and
now let's take time for that quickie quiz from the Bible I promised you. Many of you write to say you enjoy these quizzes, and I hope you try to get the answers before our kids in the studio. Hey, before the quiz, let's have the quiz tune.
It's a quickie, it's a quickie, it's a quickie, quickie quiz. With the boys against the girls, and we're all in a whirl. It's a quickie, quickie quiz.
Well, now that should get us ready to go. Mr. Ken, if the girls happen to get a right answer, what are we going to hear from your machine over there? Oh, pretty bells, pretty bells. How about the boys? If the boys should happen to get a correct answer, we're going to hear... Oh, is that a baboon? I mean a bassoon? Yes, all right, a bassoon for the boys. Okay, here we go. The questions are going to be about Jesus as the miracle worker, all right? Now, lately, you have been getting all the answers. We've been having ties and all of this, and I think I'm going to stump you a few times, all right? Girls, the question is this. What means did the friends of the man sick with palsy use to place him before Jesus? Now, this is more than a one-word answer, all right? What means did the friends use? Stacy, you're going to try it, okay?
They lowered him through a roof.
They lowered, let me see what the quiz book, our Children's Bible Hour quiz book says. They lowered him through a hole they made in the roof. All you missed was the hole. So I guess we'll give you one on that. All right, boys, what did Jesus tell the deformed man to do with his withered hand? What did Jesus tell the deformed man to do with his withered hand? Oh, they all look puzzled. Jonathan, you think you know.
Stretch it out.
Stretch out your hand, right. All right, girls, let's see. What did the Lord do for the son of the widow of Nain? I'll bet you I've got you on this one. What did the Lord do for the son of the widow of Nain? Becky.
He raised him from the dead.
Oh, you got it. All right. Boys, into what animals did Jesus send the demons after casting them out of the two men? Oh, easy, Josh.
Pigs.
Pigs or swine, right. Okay. Girls, what part of Jesus' garment had the healed woman touched? What part? All right, Becky again.
His cloak.
No, wrong. Boys, do you know? You guys that are cheering in the front row that they got it wrong, do you know the answer? Bob, Mike, you don't know the answer? They were cheering that they got it wrong. Josh says he knows.
His robe?
No, wrong. There's a song all about that. She only touched the hem of his garment. I would have taken border. So I did. I stumped. No, I shouldn't be glad about that, but I stumped you on that. All right, let's see. This is the boys' question, right? All right, boys, this is the last question. Get it right, and you win the quiz. If you miss it, the girls have an opportunity. Okay, here we go. How old, or about how old, was Jairus' daughter whom Jesus healed? The Bible tells us she was about blank years old. Josh is holding Ravi's hand up because Ravi's not sure. Ravi? 12 is the right answer. And so that means 3 for the boys, 2 for the girls. So the boys are our winners today.
Yay!
After that good quiz, let's take time for answers to your Bible questions. Valerie wrote, "Dear Uncle Charlie, I was wondering, some people say that when we get to heaven, all the sins we have done will be revealed to all the other people there. But I thought that when we ask God's forgiveness, he forgets all about our sin. Can you help me?" Well, when Jesus Christ died for our sins, when we ask his forgiveness for our sins, we are forgiven for all of our sins, past, present, and future. The Word of God tells us that God removes our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. We never have to pay the penalty for our sins. Now, when we sin as a Christian, it hurts our fellowship with the Lord, but it does not change our relationship. Christ paid the debt for our sins on the cross of Calvary. So no, Valerie, we won't have to see our sins revealed for everyone to see. Now, as Christians, we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, as mentioned in Romans 14:10 and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. But that's not for the judgment of our sins. That was taken care of at Calvary. We'll be at the judgment seat of Christ sort of as a checkup time, as it were, for the things we've done for the Lord as Christians. Now, we're not saved by our good works, but Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are saved so we can do good works to show the Lord that we love him. Thanks, Valerie, for a good question. Fellas and gals, don't forget to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. 2 full months of exciting stories, suggested scriptures, and more. Write to Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Well, story time is coming up, so don't go away. You'll remember I told you the name of the story is The Flashlight. Jonathan sings our go along with the story song, "Let My Light Shine."
Let my light shine in the nighttime. Let it shine all day through. Let it shine, shine for Jesus. May it shine, shine on you. He turned the light on. He changed my life and saved my soul. So let my light shine in the nighttime. Let it shine all day through. Let it shine, shine for Jesus.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Allegra McBurney, is entitled The Flashlight.
Hi, my name is Bill, and I want to tell you something that happened to me just about a year ago. How well I remember that day.
Hey, Tom, wait a minute. I'll walk to school with you.
Hi, Bill. Hey, we'd better hurry. You know how Miss Adams clouds over if we're late.
Sure, I'm glad it's Friday. Tomorrow, instead of heading for school, we can head for the vacant lot for a ball game. And say, Tom, while I think of it, do you think maybe this week you could come to Sunday school with me? I know I've asked you a bunch of times, but if you'd come at least once, I know you'd like it. Honest.
I don't know. I'll think about it. I gotta admit, you know a lot more about God than I do.
Yeah, well. But Tom, it isn't just knowing about God that's important. It's really having Him in your heart.
Whatever that means. Maybe this Sunday I will go with you, though. Sometimes I do start thinking about God, and I get kind of afraid about dying and stuff. Yeah, I think I will go this Sunday. Hey, I'm changing the subject, but did you get all that reading done that we were supposed to finish by this morning?
No, afraid not. I tried, but wow. What a lot. I just couldn't get it done. Did you?
Yeah, finally. Sure took a long time, though. Hey, we'd better run. It's almost time for the bell.
Class, let's have it quiet, class. We have many things to do today. Okay, first, I want to ask how many of you completed the reading assignment that I asked you to have done today? Raise your hand if you have done all the reading. Very good. Bill, is your hand up?
Yes.
Good, then that's 100%. Wonderful.
Boy, school is over for another week. Friday afternoon's one of my favorite times.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, something's been bothering me ever since this morning, but I haven't had the chance to ask you. It's about that reading we were supposed to have done today.
Hey, Bill and Tom, you want to play ball for a while before you go home?
Yeah, sure. Be right over. Come on, Tom.
That's two runs for our team. Let's hurry it up, gang. We've got to be off the playground by 4:30. Hey, Bill, what's the trouble?
Oh, this little joker says he's safe, and I say he's out. I know he's out.
No, I'm not. Honest, I touched base before he caught the ball.
Oh, I had the ball long before you ever got here.
Oh, come on, Bill. Let him be safe. It's not that important. You can't always have your way.
Oh, all right then. Stay on base then, you big baby. Do you have to go right on home, Tom?
Well, pretty soon.
Come on in a few minutes anyway. I want to show you the neat flashlight I got from my uncle.
Bill, is that you?
Yeah.
Honey, would you mind bringing in the groceries from the car for me? I have so many things to do.
Yeah, sure, Mom. I'll do it in a minute. I think my flashlight's upstairs in my room, Tom. I'll get it, and then we can go down in the basement where it's dark, and I'll show you how bright it gets. Sure a neat flashlight, isn't it, Tom? The light shows up here in the basement.
I'll say. I sure could use a light like that.
Even my mom and dad don't have this good of a flashlight.
Hey, speaking of your mom, weren't you supposed to get those groceries out of the car for her?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Better get them. No groceries out here.
Guess she already took them in herself.
Well, I do enough around here anyway. Always something to help with.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Bill.
Oh, hi, Mom.
I gotta be going now, Bill.
Sure. See you, Tom.
Tom, do you think maybe you could come with Bill to Sunday school this Sunday?
Well, I told Bill this morning that I thought I might. But, oh, some things have come up, and, well, I don't think I'll be making it after all. Thanks anyway. See ya.
I don't get Tom. This morning he did plan on coming. I know he did. And now he says no. I'm trying to win him for the Lord, Mom, but I guess he really isn't interested in God.
I wonder, Bill. I just wonder.
Can I have a snack before supper, Mom?
A snack? No, not this time. You didn't bring the groceries in when I asked you to, so I think going without a snack now may help you to remember next time. You better get upstairs to bed, Bill. It's late, even for a Friday night.
Yeah, I'm on my way. Night, Mom.
Night.
Hey, Mom. I can't find my new flashlight. Is it down there?
Yes, Bill. You left it down here this afternoon. I'll bring it right up. Here you are, dear.
Thanks. Want to see how much light it throws up here at night?
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll turn off the ceiling light. Now look. Hey, what's the matter? My flashlight doesn't work. It worked all right this afternoon. Turn the light back on, will you, Mom, so I can see what's wrong.
There you are.
I'll unscrew the end and see if there's anything wrong with the batteries. Hey, what's this jammed inside? An old rag? Look. There are more of them. No wonder the light didn't work. Hey, the rags have words written on them in ink. Lying, selfishness, disobeying, complaining. What is this?
I wanted to help you to understand something, and this seemed the best way to do it. I put those rags in there.
What for, Mom?
Well, Bill, you've asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and save you and make you his, haven't you?
Sure, and I meant it, too.
Well, God's word says you became a new person when you did that. But lately, son, I'm afraid you've let the old Bill be in charge rather than letting Christ in you be in charge. It seems like I'm often punishing you for something, Bill, for times when you haven't been truthful and thought I wouldn't know the difference, and times when you've insisted on your own way rather than thinking about or cooperating with others, and you haven't always been obedient either, or willing to help without complaining.
Those are the things you wrote on the rags.
Yes, honey, because those wrong things keep your light from shining the way it should. You know, the Lord wants you to really shine for him. Remember Matthew 5:16? It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. But sins are like, well, like those old rags stuffed in the flashlight, clogging things up so your light can't possibly shine.
Like in front of Tom?
That's right, honey. But in 1 John 1:9, God promises that if we who have received Jesus confess when we have sinned, he'll forgive us.
But even after I confessed, Mom, how can I keep it shining all the time? I just don't have it in me.
Well, as a matter of fact, Bill, you do have it in you because you have Christ in you. He's like the batteries in your flashlight. He's the power that makes the light. But his power won't ever wear out like those old batteries. It will always keep your light strong and steady if you just don't allow sin to clog it up. Why don't you talk it over with the Lord, Bill? You're his light, you know, just as that flashlight is yours. And he wants you to be in shining order, too.
Well, that night, just about a year ago now, I did what my mom suggested. I talked everything over with the Lord. I told him how sorry I was for all those things I'd done, and I meant it, too. The next day, after a real battle inside of me, I also got up the nerve to tell Tom how sorry I was for the way I had acted about different things. Yep, and I even managed, only because the Lord helped me, to tell Miss Adams that I hadn't told the truth about the reading assignment. And then I asked the Lord to help me get my light really shining for a change. And you know what? Tom finally got to see that being a Christian makes a difference. And I found out he was really interested in getting to know God. He finally came to Sunday school with me. And you know what else? It wasn't long until Tom also became a light for Christ. A neat one, like my flashlight. A light that really shines for Jesus.
Now I may shine, shine, shine in the world, holding forth for my Savior, holding forth the word of life, so others may follow him too. Yes, I can shine, shine, shine all the way, and tell how his love lived in me. Christ Jesus is mine through God's grace, so divine, so I'll shine, shine, shine. I want to shine for Jesus, that folks might see my light, to help men out of darkness and teach them what is right. I will not let the devil stand up in front of me and hide my light from others who need a lamp to see.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. I trust that you'll let your light shine for Jesus. Don't forget to write for Keys for Kids, Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now.